Anybody thankful in the house? Glory to God. It's good to be in the number one more time. For this is another day the Lord has made. And our job is to rejoice and be glad that you're in it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we glorify God and magnify him for his greatness, his wonderfulness, his loving kindness. Praise God and thank him for another day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we glorify him because this is the 197th day of the year. Hallelujah. Tell somebody I'm still here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody glad to be alive today? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we need to give God some praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tell us when we enter into the court, enter with a praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are grateful to him that he has allowed us to share another one of his days. Hallelujah. Not here because of what we've done, nor the way we have lived. But we're here because of grace and mercy. Hallelujah. So we're totally and completely dependent upon him. Praise God. And we can do nothing apart from him. Glory be to God. We're not going to worry your patience too long. I'm going to call your attention to, before we do that, we praise God for God being God and Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Praise God unto our presider. Praise God, Dr. Lewis. God. And to all other preachers in the house, we praise God for you to wave your hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. All people that's elected to a position in your church, wave your hand. Praise God, hallelujah. God, and everybody else, the lay people, raise your hand as well. Praise God, because we're glad to see all of you. Everybody's special, everybody's precious, everybody is somebody. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, and everybody is unique. Praise God, you are an original. Say, neighbor, you're looking at an original. And you won't find me nowhere else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Since Adam and Eve, up to this time, there hadn't been nobody like you. And after you're gone, there still will be nobody. Praise God. You're one of a kind. That should make you feel special. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're so special to God that he looks at your every need and your every care. He looks at you so closely, he knows every hair on your head. Praise God, by number. Praise God, hallelujah. So you are special and precious to God. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about it. The highest power has called you to be special. From the book of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, beginning at verse 10, we will take our text. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here, yielded spiritual man, mental man, physical man. We count them all but done. And we cast it all into your hands, that you may use us for your glory, your honor, and your praise. Send a word through this vessel. Speak through me, for I yield that you may use this image of yours. Speak, God, and everything will be all right. Now let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Are we there? Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it in the bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify God, glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I'm come to destroy the law or the prophets. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot nor one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven, because whosoever shall do and teach them, but whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall see the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall no wise and no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. He's gone. Got someone tell him, turn your lights on. Turn your light on. He's gone. It is not enough to have the light, but you got to do something with the light. You cannot let it shine until it is turned on. Many of us have gone about our spiritual life, and sometimes we turn off our light so that we can pass by things the way that we don't want to be bothered with. But your light must stay shining all the time. Now, when we look at things in life, like, take for instance, your automobile. Your automobile has several lights. A light for one thing, a light for another thing. But notice the scripture said light, meaning that we only have one spiritual light. And it's the light that others got to see by as well as yourself. The light needs to be shine and not hid on the hill. Now we're going to hopefully going to start at where we read the scriptures from and go down to the 20th verse, and hopefully we'll be through. All right, but we just want to shed some light on the fact that we cannot let something shine that had not been energized or turned on. Okay, you have a light. You just not burn them. Anybody ever been driving on a highway and it's just about dark, or you? And you can't halfway see, but here comes someone down the road without any lights on. And you don't see them until you right up on them. And sometimes you may have even gone from one road to another and almost got hit by the car that didn't have no lights on. Tell your neighbor, it's dangerous. And it's dangerous out here on the Christian highway with no light shining. All right. We are that light, and we need to stop, keep shining so others can see what's going on around them. See, in case, like, and we're piggybacking from last Sunday, verse 10 says that, blessed are ye which are persecuted. We can't see the blessings because the light's not shining. All right? But when we turn the light on the word illuminates for us. Blessings in the skies. See, everything that looks like is bad, it's not really bad. It's there to bring out the good that's in you. It got there to bring your strength and your realization that whoever and whatever it is, my God is able. And he's sufficient enough to take me through. So we see in the word here where it says, you are blessed when you're being persecuted. And till your light shines in that area, you won't see it that way. We see them as hardships. We see them as a trial and a tribulation. But they come to bring out the best in you. But many times, instead of the best showing up, the worst of us shows up because our light is not on. And it said, you're being persecuted for righteousness' sake. It is not because somebody just hate you. They may tell you they hate you. But that's all right, as Elder Lewis has witnessed already. All right. It is a part of the process. The process of getting God some glory out of your life. But God let you know you're not just being persecuted just to be persecuted. You're being persecuted for righteousness' sake. And yours will be the reward, will be the kingdom of heaven. So you're doing this to receive the blessing the Lord has in store for you. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Here again, whatever you're going through is for God's sake. And he won't allow it to come on you until you're ready to handle it. But we will say, I ain't got there yet. And truth be told, you won't never get there on your own. Because we don't want to suffer persecution. We don't want nothing bad or negative to happen in our lives. But God said it's good for you. Hallelujah. It's good for your spiritual well-being and your spiritual growth. Turn your light on so you can see the blessings that has come your way. Sure, they mean it for your bad, but God's going to turn it into your good. Hallelujah. So we got to let love come out of here. Love got to shine through this darkness. Hallelujah. See, because you're in the dark, but love will brighten up the way and call you to forgive all things. All right, love will have you doing what the word tells us to do. And when we do what the word tells us to do, then our light will be shining bright. So when they persecute you, and when they revile you, and so when they talk about you against you and do it falsely for the Lord's sake, we supposed to show them love. Not get in a heated argument. Not get upset, but love them even the more. Hallelujah. Then it says that our response to all of this is to rejoice. Okay. See, we got a lot of joy stored up in us. Okay. We got the joy. We just don't turn the light on so it can come forth. You got joy that was in you before you got here. Okay. All right. Jesus prayed that his joy would be in us, and that his jaw would be full. So you can't say I got an empty tank. Your joy stays full. Okay? You can fill it up now and go all the way to New York on that tank and come back again and it still be full. What are you saying, Pastor? You can go through this fire and that fire and that fire and everything else, and you still have the joy, even while you're in the fire. Because Jesus already gave it to you. And we even made a song, this joy that I got, the world ain't giving, the world can't take it away, but yet you walking around thinking that the world got it. I was doing all right until so-and-so came and messed my day up. Turn your light on. Let the joy come out. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, it's in you, it's in you, it's in you. Okay. You may not feel like it's there, but it's there. The joy that we have is not based on how you feel. It's based on what you know about the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's also based on what he has already done for you. Did he not tell us in Luke to rejoice because your name is written in the book of life? Hallelujah. They ain't got nothing to do with your feelings. But if you let the joy come out, you'll feel it. But you waiting for the feeling to hit, catch up with you, you done missed out on because feeling's been already there and gone. Rejoice because the word told you to rejoice. Not because you felt like it. Because sometimes you may not never feel like you might be in pain all the time. And your mind is on your pain. But rejoice. Leap for your joy. Okay. So he said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Don't just be glad. But be overwhelming glad. Overflowing in joy. Hallelujah. Joy is not based on those circumstances of the day. But it's based on who made the day. Hallelujah. He is God right by himself. And he'll be God forevermore. And then he tells us, so, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted? You are the salt. And if you're salt, you ought to look like salt. Because if you don't look like salt, ain't nobody going to use you. You're supposed to be holy, you ought to look holy. You ought to look like somebody can just walk up to you and start a conversation that spot out knowing that you got it in you. We hear Elders Ross say how she be going to filling station, people come up and pay for gas for her. Hallelujah. You ought not look like you in a rut all the time. You ought to have a glow about you. Hallelujah. So you can season somebody. See, that's what she was doing. She was seasoning people. Because the salt was coming out of her. Salt is for saving things. Salt is to bring flavor out of things. Just a little salt is going to think and make it taste a whole lot better. I'll tell you this. Some of you may or may not know it. Anybody ever eaten a watermelon in here? Now, a little salt sprinkled in the watermelon doubles its sweetness. If you put salt on the watermelon, if it ain't sweet, put some salt on it. The sweetness come out. Salt does that for you. So you put some salt on some on these people. So it can bring out the goodness in them, bring out the sweetness in them. They got it in them. They just don't act like it. Put some salt on them. You are the salt of the earth. The word said so. So you ought to act like you salt. Salt that ain't no good need to be thrown out. Now, put some sugar on that watermelon. It don't bring the flavor. It make it taste flatter. But you put salt up there. Yeah. You are the salt does good things. Even though the doctor don't want you to have it. Hallelujah. But you still got to have some salt, even though he tell you don't use none. Because if you don't have no salt, your electrolytes ain't going to work right in your body. And it's going to cause other problems. You're going to start having cramps after cramps. And then, you know, a heart attack, ain't nothing but a heart cramp. Hallelujah. I say to this, I said, how can salt not have some salt? You just ought to know how to use it. Don't overdo it. Because overdoing anything is sin. Turn your light on so you can see that you got salt there and not something else. It's good for nothing, he said, but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. Who's the light? You are the light of the world. That means if your light's not shining, somebody's going to get lost. They're not going to see the pothole that the devil put out there. And they're going to fall in it because your light is not shining. Okay. In order for it to shine, you got to turn it on. We don't want to go through some things so that we turn that light out. And we'll pass it on by in the dark. We've got those lights that, yeah, they're flickering. On today and off tomorrow. I got it on the wrong side of the bed. Well, you know you got it on the wrong side of the bed, get back in and get on the right side. You know you got it on the wrong side and they're going to go all day long on the wrong side. What if Jesus comes back? Why are you still on the wrong side? Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. If you are the light, you're going to be seen. But if you're not the light, you won't be seen. Everybody sees the city on the hill. All right? Because the lights are bright. And plus you are standing out there where everybody can see you. The world is looking at us. And all they can see is us complaining, us moaning, us growling, and our problem and that problem. And the world say, I got plenty of that right without the Lord, so I need to add on some more. And you are more miserable than I am. Instead of talking about your problem, talk about the one who's taking you through the problem. Everybody got problems. So we turn the light on so we can see the goodness of the Lord. David said, I would have fainted had left out his I had seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And when I saw the goodness of the Lord, David said, I got back my hope again. And then he would have been encouraging, be able to encourage and say, wait. It may not seem like it's coming, but you wait. It looks like he's done left me for good, but wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting, don't act like you're the lost long ranger. While you're waiting, don't act like this is the last straw. While you are waiting, don't act like those ain't got no hope. Turn your light on. He said, be exceedingly glad. You know what he's saying? Let that joy come out while you're waiting. Don't wait for the solution to come to pass. Shout right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it says then, neither do men put a candle, light the candle, and put it under a bushel. But they put it on a candlestick, a lampstand. And give it light, that give it light to all in the house. Your light got to shine for everybody. Them you like, them you love, those you hate. But it ain't, but there ain't but two of them. You either love or you hate. Light comes from the devil when you deal with it in that area. Jesus said, you either love me or you hate me. He didn't say you either love me or like me or hate me. You either love me or you hate me. So everybody you like, slide them in the category of hate. Because if you don't love them, you must hate them. You ain't got nobody halfway between being your friend and not being and being your friend. They're either your friend or they're your enemy. You know, let your light shine for everybody. In other words, treat your enemy the same way you treat your best friend. Don't talk about nobody unless you're going to be saying something good about them. How you can get them more involved in the Lord. We're not going to point out all that bad thing. They know that. And besides, while I'm pointing out your bad thing, I got to look at my own bad things. Because ain't none of us perfect. And it only take one. One sin will get you just as far in hell as a million. So that's why we're not to focus on the bad, that's what you find in darkness. We are people of light. And in us, there's no what? Darkness, there shouldn't be. at all. In him is no darkness. And you say he's in where? Us. And if he's in us, then there shouldn't be no darkness in us either. You ain't got to move on. Let the light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Let them see your good works. Okay. So that means that we got to keep focus on ourselves to make sure goodness is being betrayed all the time. Goodness coming out of us. And we got goodness in us, right? Because when he made us, he made us what? Good and very good. And sure enough, if you got God in you, you got goodness in you. You just need to turn the light on so he can shine through us, okay? Because Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. While he was here, he was the light. But now, since he's gone, sent back the comforter, we became that light. In other words, for somebody to see Christ, they got to see it through us. So let your light shine before men so that they can see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law, or the prophets. He said, I didn't come to do that, but I come to make sure it's fulfilled. Okay. He come to do what is needed to be done to satisfy the law so that we can be saved. Okay. And he did that because he said on the cross, it is finished. Everything I came to do has been accomplished. And it's been accomplished now more than 2,000 years. Hallelujah. And here we are still waiting for it. Turn your light on and find it. Okay. It's there. Okay. He brought it all into you when he came in. So turn your light on so you can find it. Okay. In the house. All right. Think. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. All right? His word is not going anywhere. Okay? It's there and it got to be fulfilled, every part of it. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall do and teach men to the same shall be called the great in the kingdom of heaven. When your light is shining, you're great in the kingdom. All right, when you do what the word says do, your light is shining. But when you fail to do what the word said, your light has gone out. You're like the five foolish virgins. You didn't have enough oil in your lamp. And you didn't get no extra while you were at the getting place. And so all that you had has burned out. All right, because you're depending on yourself. But you got to be prepared to wait for the Lord. He may not come when you want him. You got to make sure you got enough joy there. And you got it. You just got to use it. Because the joy of the Lord is what? Is your strength. Hallelujah. This is the last one I want to talk about, and we're through. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no wise, no case, enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, except your righteousness go farther than the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not even go get into heaven. You got to do more. We can't be conformed into the world. We got to go farther than them. We got to do more than them. We got to sacrifice more than them. We can't love somebody and hate somebody. We got to love everybody. We got to treat everybody the same. We got to not have a big I and a little you, or a big you and a little I. We got to have everybody on the same level. Praise God. We can't love Mother Mitchell and shun Elders Gist. We got to love them both. Hallelujah. Because that's what the world do. The world love them that love them back. The world give to them that give to them. The world lend to them that hope to get something back from them. But we got to give and not look for it back. Even though they promise to give it to you. If they do give it to you, fine. But if they don't give it to you, still fine. Hallelujah. We got to be that light that stands out. That everybody can see God in us. And he gets the glory. Hallelujah. We got to be that one that will go an extra mile. Don't just do what's asked. But do that and more. That's what God does, right? He always gives us more than what we ask for. Amen? And that's what we got to do. We got to stop letting self take over. He got to be denied. Hallelujah. And we got to do what the word says do in spite of what self think it ought to do. Turn your light on. And put self to shame. All right? We got to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. And we shall, or we will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Anybody want to go into heaven? Amen. Tell your neighbor, you got to do better, you got to do better. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to try to do it all the time. Look for the kingdom. Look for it to come on earth. And that it be on earth as it is in heaven. So let the things that how it will be in heaven, let it be in on earth the same way. peace is in heaven, right? We're supposed to try to keep peace here on earth. Joy is in heaven, right? We're supposed to have joy in the land. His kingdom come on earth. So let things be done on earth like they are done in heaven. Okay. Walk in holiness. Walk in joy. Walk in the power that's in you. And everything will be all right. Do like the songwriter said, I won't complain. Hallelujah. Because there could be no complaining in heaven, right? And we ought not be complaining down here. But thanking God for taking me through whatever it is. Hallelujah. It's in his hand. And to him be the glory. Gospel invitation is extended. If there's someone here that don't know the Lord as your Lord and Savior, now's your time to come. If you are without church and needing the church, now's your time to come. If you have other concerns you need to cast upon the Lord, now's your time to come. The doors to faith are open. All you have to do is walk through them.